He's like, you know, it's the time for summer of Patrick.
He does spend his summers here on the West Coast in L.A. So,
yeah,
shouts to Patrick Riley, moonlighting as a realtor in Chico and Butte Meadows, and also running the best franchise in the Eastern Conference over the last 2 decades, really.
Yeah, hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
That's some numbers right there.
Yeah, great job, Patrick.
The hustle don't stop. Why should you?
All right, can you turn me up, producer extraordinaire? Listen, hung out with our boy Juan Uriarte, friend of the show, been on the show many times, been on the pod many times, very talented guy. And this past week, a tragic event happened at his house where someone unfortunately stole his gnome. Now, this gnome was named Nomeo.
Tough. It's
he had a cool looking brown bandana, tats on the knuckles, and someone stole our boy Juan's gnome. And so I just wanted to spread awareness with one of our longtime sponsors about what you could do for homes that need gnomes and gnomes that need a home.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Homes for Gnomes. Because every year, too many gnomes go without a home, but every gnome wants a place to call a home. And if you have a home where you can give a gnome a place to stand to welcome everyone to your home, then you should help a gnome and give it a home. So don't let any gnomes go without a home any longer. Visit www.homesforgnomeswhodonthaveahometogohometo.com and get your gnome today. Because every home deserves a gnome, and every gnome wants a home. And if you can give a gnome a home, your home will be better off for it.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. Talking about practice, you know the drill. Your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert, here. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you cannot take this money with you. That's Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And always, we have...
I would say always hedge.
Always hedge.
Always hedge.
Always hedge.
Always
hedge.
Yeah.
Always hedge.
Always hedge.
Make your money.
But maybe not in your dating life.
No, this is gambling only.
Yes, gambling only. Gambling. Always
on
hedge.
Sports,
yes.
Not on life.
That's
on
right.
Sports.
Yes.
That's right. All right. And we have our most recent engaged producer, the one, the only, Statman, Brad.
Yes! Woo!
Brad's coming in with full fiance times. Effects right now.
Yeah.
Man.
Exciting
yeah.
times. Next
yeah.
week it'll all wear off, but you know, right now I'm enjoying the bliss.
No, so it looks like it. We can see it. The guy has given up already, you know? the dude's done. So shouts to the lovely Sandra out there who got you.
Yep. Yeah, she's got a nice ring, and I got some longer hair now. So
yeah. Sky don't care anymore.
Does not care. No, no. But congrats to you and
homie.
Sandra getting engaged this past weekend.
I got to say, I feel like there's something missing, the fact that there's nothing that the guy is wearing when there's whatever.
I'm going to be wearing a ring here soon.
Are you?
Well, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Before the wedding?
Wow. Okay,
well,
that's lame.
It's like, that's not how this works, but.
Yeah, I know. I brought it up, but at the same point in time, don't do that.
No, that's not how it works. I was told it happens before.
No.
Usually.
I thought that was like a new age thing.
Nope.
I mean, it is trying to be a new age thing. It's a no age thing.
You're more of a traditional.
Yeah.
You see this? It's naked because you got to earn it. You got to earn it.
Not until I say I do.
Yeah.
You're right. I shouldn't be giving up that quickly.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Enjoy this.
That's on me.
Enjoy this fleeting time you have, sir, okay? Because soon enough, it's a riggedy wrap.
Because, I mean, girls get a nice little 2-for-1 special on there, you know?
They do.
And
they get the engagement and the wedding.
It's a scam, bro.
It's such nonsense.
2-for-1 special
God
on there.
Damn.
And they get you. which is like kind of minus one. So it's
So I was not aware of this when I bought Steph's ring, and then immediately I was talking to the gal who sold us the ring about the wedding ring. I was like, "This is the wedding ring, ma'am. I don't know if you understand this envelope full of cash I just gave you.
Yeah,
but that was the wedding ring." She's like, "Oh no, you give them an actual. This is the engagement ring.
It's a wedding band that you have to give them.
Wedding band.
Wait, you really didn't know about wedding bands?
No." Yeah, I did not.
Yeah, that's a 2-for-1 special. Granted, that band's usually not as elaborate. It's usually just a band.
The more expensive one is the one that you get engaged with.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's got the diamond on it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, unless you want like a diamond wedding band, that's a you got a special one there.
Well, Steph got a diamond wedding band.
Did she? Yeah. Wow.
We got the hookup.
You got okay.
I got right. the player. Okay. I got the player price on that.
Okay. Nice. All right. Don't stop the player, y'all.
Hey, big shout out to Mino. He's tuned in live right now.
He's live in Denver as we speak, baby.
He's in Denver, Colorado, going to Game 5 tonight. He's a huge Nuggets fan.
Probably the only Nuggets fan I've ever known in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, legit Nuggets fan that wasn't like a Melo fan, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there who are just like Melo fans.
True. Also, shout out our boy Kyle West. He just tuned in. He's only here for Rudy's bets for tonight. That's the only reason he ever tunes in to support is what is Rudy picking, because Rudy's been on a little hot streak. Even though he did have to hedge.
Still made money,
but you had the leader going
chose,
into the play.
Yeah, I would say getting that deep into it.
Yeah.
You know?
You've been on fire there, bud. So
we'll talk about that when we get to my picks. But yes, I have. Let's go.
All right, yeah,
this train ain't stopping, baby.
All right. Let's talk a little NBA Finals. With tonight being Game 5 starting essentially right now. Finals are all but over essentially. You got Denver, who's been rolling. The Heat, I believe, are 2-6 in their last 8. I believe. Denver's at home. This one's looking pretty rappish to me. Whether it happens tonight, I know I shouldn't ever count the Heat out after what they've done this season, but it's looking pretty rappish.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, this team has not really responded quite as well in the finals as they have in the other series. Prior to this, Jimmy Butler has not been the Jimmy Butler that we all know and love.
Yes.
He has been pretty much a shell of himself. Mm-hmm. And everyone else they had a gauntlet they went through, being that 8 seed and having to go through a Game 7 after having a 3-0 lead. That's a mental fortitude to get over. And then you have this force of a dynamic duo that is putting up numbers that have not been seen before, with 30-point triple doubles coming from two
crazy
people. That's ridiculous. So the Denver Nuggets are they're the immovable object right now, and the Heat were flaming out, unfortunately. So you wanted to believe in the hype. I think we all loved.
Everyone did. Yeah,
we all love Jimmy. How can you not love Jimmy? But Denver doesn't love Jimmy, and they don't care about Jimmy or the Heat or Heat culture. They're like, take your Heat culture, and we're going to put it in our pipe and smoke it, because in Denver it's all legal. And shouts to Denver for being that city that has been pretty an obsolete NBA town, has really grown into a powerhouse. So with this team right now, and if they keep them up in this core, I mean, you keep Jokic and Murray around together, that's a duo that you can formulate pretty much anything. So
100%.
Denver, this is yours. Hopefully, Mino, our boy, I don't want to jinx you, brother, but hopefully you see something being lifted tonight.
That'd be dope.
So what was cool was Mino bought Game 5 tickets right after the Nuggets swept your guys' Lakers,
mm-hmm.
we were with him that night, and he said that he was buying those tickets because that's when the Nuggets were going to wrap this thing up and win a championship. So I do love the Heat. I would like to see the Heat make 7 out of this, plus we need some content going into the summer. but I also... It's looking pretty rappish.
Pretty rough, man, yeah. But go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you guys, so the ratings are way down, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. One, outside of Miami, the Heat don't draw huge numbers unless it's Heat Celtics. They need another legacy team in there. And Denver, as we know, this is new. They're not a legacy franchise. They've never won a final, so we haven't had time to hate them yet. It's more apathy than anything. But I wanted to relate this to a bigger thing with the NBA. Do you think it's a problem that some of the NBA's top stars are not American? When you think about the last 3 MVP awards, 2 went to Jokic, 1 went to Embiid. If you go further back than that, Giannis got one. he's not American. Do you think that's a problem for the league?
I do think we're missing something when you have a guy that has gone through the system, especially gone through college, because in our world in sports, college is such a place where stars are born. They can die in college very quickly, but they can really... It's a place where you get to know a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's your introduction phase, and a lot of those introductions don't always pan out, but it's still a place where you can really grow an audience. Like, there are people who have been stars in college who haven't quite made it in the NBA, who've been stars in college and have still made it in the NBA and beyond, or not just the NBA, all of the sports in general. And you don't have that buildup with these young guys from Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. You don't see the rise through college. I mean, granted, Embiid, didn't he go to Kentucky?
Kansas.
Okay, either way. So he did go through that process right there. So you kind of, Embiid, I feel, isn't that factor. He had the college route. Yeah. He did that. But Jokic, no. Giannis, no. And maybe that is something where you don't get a chance to really latch on to them. At the same point in time, I think it's hard to make Jokic a star because he doesn't really want to be one.
Yes.
He seems very apathetic, fine with where he is. He's not trying to reach out. He'd much rather, honestly, if he doesn't have to be here, he'd rather be in Serbia, probably with his horses.
Yeah, he wants to raise horses.
Yeah,
that's his real hobby in life. But he's 7'2", so I feel bad for those horses.
Well, I think he does the horses that really pull a cart. Yeah, so he's not riding them.
But still, though.
I mean, it's a lot of weight. You're pulling it behind you. That's probably why he couldn't make it as a jockey. Yeah. But that being said, it is tough when you don't have, I think, the ability to kind of build up around a person. Maybe it does hurt, but I think Giannis is still a big enough star, and I think he still have enough of a likability where people are really on him. He just had a terrible finals run, a terrible playoff run in general, where he's the one seed, and then he had to make those stupid comments about not being a favorite when he failed. So
fair enough.
You know, it's like that kind of like made it lose a little bit, but I wouldn't say that it necessarily hurts him. I definitely think it hinders our ability to kind of grasp onto certain people.
Yeah, I mean... Well said. Yeah, I think I agree with you. And when you think about it, really, as far as American stars go, we have Anthony Edwards and then John. Ja's had a hell of a year.
That's a star right there.
I think Ja's a perfect example. Everyone wants that superstar so they can follow and agree with that loud mouth, because that's what America likes, is loud and having power.
You like the bravado.
Yeah, and that's what Ja did, and what happened there. They went the complete opposite route.
Yeah, went a little sideways. But to your point, we like guys like Zion. We all knew who Zion Williamson was when he was a junior in high school.
Those dunks were viral beyond belief. Yeah. They're like legendary. They're still there. They're still out there. You can still watch them, and it's a highlight reel just in high school.
Right. And so we were all anticipating him coming to Duke and then going into the NBA. Now, his NBA career to this point hasn't gone the way people hoped with the injuries, and then the baby mama drama this weekend
was pretty wild. Just getting called out left and right.
If you don't know the story right now, Zion Williamson had a pregnancy announcement with his girlfriend at the time, and his Twitter was getting blown up by another woman who is saying that he was being unfaithful to his baby mom and doing all sorts of things.
Oh, that
to her.
Screenshot and conversations.
Yeah.
Putting them on Twitter.
Yeah, so they're blasting in full force right there. So Zion's got the baby mama drama is real for Zion. Right
and
now.
The other lady is an adult film star actress.
Yes.
That should be mentioned. So,
nice little caveat.
Also, Spotify musical artist, so there's that.
I mean, you know, we're Spotify artists as well.
Hey, you know?
Okay, we're on Spotify, guys.
That's a good point.
We're on the same level as this lady. So shouts to us. All right.
Good point.
Oh man.
But Zion, and unfortunately for us, we have seen more of this Zion than we are seeing the actual Zion on the court. Granted, the Zion you see on the court can be fun and has a certain potential, but you're not seeing that product anytime soon, I feel. Or at least with the product we ever saw in high school be translated to the NBA level that we so anticipated.
Well, the thing that was so shocking, besides the scandal part of this, was both ladies were talking on numerous occasions how they were trying to inspire Zion to stay in shape.
And well, wasn't it one of them inspired and the other one was trying to like get him fat and lethargic?
That's what the claims were.
Yeah, that's what the claims were, yes. All right.
Yeah, which is... that's pretty shocking when you're a young athlete and your job is to stay in shape. That's
and those are the ones who are directing that shape. Yeah. Oh, unfortunately, a shape is more round than anything these days, and that's not a shape you want.
No.
Other than the ball.
Yeah, correct. So anyway, yeah, I agree. I think that we do. I think in Jokic's case, when it comes to star players, he just doesn't have any affection for the limelight.
You can't put him in commercials. Yeah. You know, he doesn't have any, like, there's no emotions behind that.
He has no desire to do it.
He's Serbian. Again, we've said that. He's killed people coming out the womb. Yep. All right. So it's like he's seen it all.
Yep.
The NBA is nothing for him.
Just a job that pays well.
Exactly.
That he enjoys in and clocks out, and he happens to be one of the best.
He seems to enjoy playing basketball and nothing else that comes with it.
You feel like he is actually like what Zion wishes he could be, because I feel like he doesn't have to maintain a good shape because he's not looking to jump at all. Because I mean, Jokic, all he has to do is like literally, if he gets a foot in the, if he jumps with both feet in there, that's an accomplishment. He's not supposed to do that. Yeah. While Zion is the complete opposite. He's got to maintain a light weight, but I feel like Jokic is like, put away the food. And Zion just like over here like, no, I want that so bad.
Well, living in New Orleans, too, that's got to be hard
that
to stay
hurts,
in good shape.
I mean,
New
it's called beignets, not beignets, okay? All right?
Nice.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk a little bit of baseball. I kind of wanted to just do this as a round robin of talking points today because a bunch of fun stuff is going on and like kind of silly stuff. But our man, Yankees announcer John Sterling, 84 years old, voice of the Yankees, been doing it for years, got hit in the face with a baseball. And I just want to take you to the sound.
Oh, the 3-2 swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Should we do it one more time?
Please, yes.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, I screwed that. I went too far back. My bad. Give me a second.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
We need to get that owl.
Foul back here.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
I want all three of those owls.
It really hit me.
It really hit me.
It was like the perfect angle, too. Like, skids off the
It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back.
All right, one last time.
Yeah.
A pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming
back. That third owl is
that
the best
far.
One right
so
there.
Once oh, again, it's so great.
The self-control to maintain professionalism.
Shouts to him, man, for being able to take that.
That's impressive.
If you saw the video, he got walloped.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just a graze. No. It was
I would have been bleeding. I would have been mad. I would have been cursing at the ball.
Yes.
Well, what's our guy's name? He does the Chico State broadcast.
Oh, Mike Baca.
Yeah, he took a foul ball and ended up in the hospital down in Fresno, right?
And I think Cal Poly.
Cal Poly, that's right.
Yeah, and
way better than being stuck in Fresno.
But depends on which. Got
Cal Poly.
559
San Luis Obispo. Oh, Pomona, not as good. Not as good as San Luis, though.
No. I mean, they used to be a part of us, and then they moved up to D1, so...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's
they're
right.
Better than us.
That's right. But he was in the hospital for a few days.
I think he was only in the hospital for like a day, and then he came back, I believe.
Still.
So, but yeah, he got hit with a foul ball, and then...
There you go.
In the hospital. I think he had a concussion, if I remember correctly.
Damn. So. I gotta imagine so.
Yeah. Shout out to our guy, though. 84 years old, taking a ball to the face like that.
Continue doing the game.
Yeah.
Consummate professional.
Absolutely. 84 years old. I want to just go around MLB real quick. We'll talk about our Giants. That was pretty cool seeing Brandon Crawford in the closing position yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was really cool. Giants doing okay this season. Unfortunately, they're in the NL West. They're a game above 500, but it doesn't matter because they're in the same division with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, who are rolling right now.
Rolling
I think they're like 15 games over 500 or something.
Diamondbacks
like
have
a plus. What is their run differential right now? Do you have it up?
It's a plus 40.
Plus 40.
Yeah. Dodgers are plus 62.
We've been on a terrible streak right now. Our bullpen is absolute trash. We've lost the last few series. We had the unfortunate circumstance of running into the newest phenom to cross the plate, Elliot De La Cruz over in Cincinnati.
Yeah, boy.
Boy can play. Yeah. If you didn't see any of those highlights, look at them. The dude has got wheels beyond belief. Yeah. He has got power with that bat. Launched an absolute shot off of Noah Syndergaard, 457 feet.
That's right.
It was a monster.
Baseball is fun this year.
When it's got somebody, we got a lot of young stars coming up right now. Your Giants in particular are calling up dudes left and right, it seems like. Us as well in the Dodgers. We got some fun ones going on. But again, like I said, we are in absolute shambles in our bullpen. But other than that, I mean, baseball is looking good. The team to really watch out for, if you want to get something fun out of baseball, is watch the Tampa Bay Rays. They are the most fun team in baseball to watch. The way they run on the base path is like any other team I've ever seen before, not in this day and age. I mean, this is crazy how they're utilizing the rules to their advantage and just making every pitcher uncomfortable out there. And it's so much fun to watch them play. Terrible to play against them. Because if you can't throw guys out on the base path, which we cannot on the Dodgers, it is a terrible place to be because you see them going from first to second to third all the time. So shouts to the Tampa Bay Rays, the way they're playing. This is a fun year. It is a lot of lightning quick. I will say you, in terms of all the talks of the pitch clock, I wish they would do something to make the games a little bit longer. They are too short. I'm with you. It's just like, come on, we can extend it a little bit more. Give me 30 seconds in between each pitch. That would be a simple change.
Yeah, I think... I have to agree with you. As much as I was for the pitch clock and thought the games were too long, the viewing of the game is I think that's fine. But really, the in-the-park experience, like when we went to that Padres game, that game was over way too quick.
Yeah. Next thing you know, she was getting last call for drinks. I'm like, what time is it?
Yeah, we just walked in here.
She was like, I can't get to all my sections because I don't got the time anymore.
Yeah. So there, I feel there's a way to make the game still have a sense of urgency while still maintaining that lackadaisical feel that we all know and love with that game that comes with it. So hopefully we find that balance because I think 30 seconds in between each pitch is enough. It's enough time to keep things moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And still have...
What is it right now, 20?
It's 20, 15 with no one on base, 20 That's with the person on base. So. There's a lot of complaining about the pitchers not having the stamina to keep up with this new time regiment. They're always having to pitch right away, so it gets them a lot of stress. And so, hey, find a way. We need to find some middle ground in here, hopefully. But my voice means absolutely nothing, and Rob Manfred will do what Rob Manfred does. So,
which is ruin the game of baseball.
Again, he's first. He's one of the first on the guillotine. We said
100%.
Yeah. And our reign of terror, right there. He goes. He's right there. He's in that first heads off first.
All right.
Mm. Noted.
Yes.
The Oakland A's are planning a reverse boycott tomorrow. Where they are asking fans to come out and show that there is support for the team. They would just like a new stadium and an owner that actually will invest money into the team. My question for you boys is, do you think this matters at all? Do you think this will save the A's at all?
Not a chance.
I think it's hilarious that they're doing it against the best team in the league, the Rays.
Again, fun team to watch. Yeah, right there. Great baseball you're going to see.
I know, but I just hope they're going to get smoked.
I don't think it's going to help them to stay, but I think it's going to help expose, again, once again, I mean, if they haven't been exposed already, the A's management and just...
Well, their ownership is just a trash. Yeah. You get rid of them, they are leeches on this league who do not do anything to try to make their team any better.
Yeah.
Except make every other team better. That's what they do.
They're a great minor league team.
They are way to get your roster filled up. So shouts to them for feeling every other team out there. And it is unfortunate for A's fans out there because it is such an historic franchise. They have such a great history. Great unis as well. Love that color combo.
Yep.
Granted, terrible stadium, though. That is the worst stadium.
Ugh.
It is puke. I'm sorry. So you guys, again, do need a new stadium. Moving to Vegas seems like the stupidest thing ever because you're playing in the middle of summer for most of the season in Vegas.
Yep.
And outside is all the renditions I've seen of outside. What are we doing, 120-degree games right now? Okay, that's what everyone... I want to sit outside in the scorching sun and watch baseball. No.
Yeah.
Give me a little shade.
I got to tell you, I don't like stadiums that are indoors either. I just don't. I don't for baseball. I've been to Minute Maid Park, and it's a cool experience. It's crazy how it'll be like 110 and humid, and then you walk in, it's like a cool 73 degrees and nice in there. But I don't like it for baseball. I think for other sports, it's fine, but I'd rather be outside, and being outside in Vegas in the summer does not sound like a good idea. It doesn't sound like a good time for anyone.
I mean, granted, they'll probably be playing a lot more night games than anything.
True.
But it's still
going to be 100.
Still hot.
Yeah. It's going to be really hot.
I mean, 95 degrees at night does not sound good to me either.
Unless the entire stadium is just one big wave pool, which would be cool, I would be into that.
Like, dude, imagine it's like a lazy river.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, there's actually a collegiate summer league team that has a little spot for fans, like it's a little private spot that has a beer like moat, and then you can order beers, and a beer will come out in on a moat for you.
There you go. See, yeah, there's ways to do it. I think that would be so cool if there was like a laser river, literally just sitting there. And the entire time, you're just going around the stadium.
That's bring your food, idea. Bring your beer, everything. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's that would be so idea. Cool.
I'm in it.
All right. Wow.
That would be so sick.
The things you come up with on the show right now.
Yeah, you're welcome, yeah. Baseball. Okay.
Whoever
anytime, you, guys. Anytime we got you.
Yeah. Whoever takes that idea, dude, that's a
flashes of brilliance.
Dude, right? Dude?
Flashes
come
of
on.
Let's get into our break a little bit early, and the reason why is as we do the news and then bring on our foreign correspondent, I do want to get into some of this LIV PGA madness with her. We got a hockey update, and of course, we have some questions from you all, the listener. I want to allow time for that. We also have Foot and Mouth, Rudy's Picks. Do we have a North State update? There's not a whole lot going on, right? North State's done.
Baseball's been done for a couple weeks. So
North State update. Brad's engaged.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Hey.
All that matters.
All right. Let's do it then. Let's reset this thing. We are talking about Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Jarrow, Derek, Rudy, Statman Brad, all in the building. Want to thank you once again for hanging out with us here. Appreciate y'all. We also want to thank our friends at the Yoga Center of Chico. Open every day with both in-studio and online classes via Zoom. In-studio classes follow all state mandated protocols for safety. The Yoga Center of Chico also has a retail store at 250 Valambrosia Ave, Suite 150, next to the T-Bar. Details at Yoga Center of Chico or 342-0100. Once again, this is Talking About Practice. FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico People Powered Community Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Got a lot to get to in the show, but we can't go any further without Derek telling you what's going on around the world.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I don't know about you guys. I am I'm a big fan of the Reddit app. I get a lot of my news stories from said app. And then particularly one of my favorite subreddit places is the Offbeat News site. Amazing news stories come off of that page all the time. However, if you are a user of Reddit, you probably run into the same problems where you realize all your favorite pages have gone dark. What? No, say it ain't so. Where's my news? No longer there. That's what's happening. Apparently, all these subreddit places are protesting the new bylaws that are going to be coming into place in Reddit, where they're looking to start charging people who are frequent users of the said app.
Damn.
Yeah, they're looking to take advantage of the over 100 million plus daily users of said app. Instead of giving it away for free for all the data that other places are using, like Gmail, Apple, AI, all the AIs out there, mm-hmm. they want you to start paying for it. So that sucks.
Dude, really?
There it goes.
Well, there goes
might
that.
Be gone. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Wow. From here on out, it's going to suck a little bit. Yeah. New stories. I mean, I'll find it. I always find it for you guys, no matter what.
Which we appreciate.
I will never stop digging through the muck for you. because you need to hear about it, and I will report it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate your
welcome.
Service,
you are welcome.
Thank you.
So, on that news right there, the sad part is, again, Reddit possibly being charged for it, and all our pages going dark that you love so much because they're protesting this, and we all know how protests go. Nothing happens. So, yeah! Keep fighting the good fight, people. Yeah. I take it back. Protests did work eventually. They do at some point in time, if the cause is right. Unfortunately, I don't see Reddit really taking a
bunch of writers in so much damage.
No, yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Zero chance of that. So, shouts to Reddit, or should I say RIP to Reddit. That being said, we move along into the international phase where we go to Seoul, South Korea, where we are at the fifth largest tower in the world, where there is a man who is apparently attempting to climb that tower. Now, he apparently got over halfway up to the top before officials were able to detain him and bring him down.
Is he no chains, no ropes?
He was doing it freehand. Wow. But, caveat, he had a parachute on.
I'm just saying,
I want you to prepare for, I want you to put your life in your own hands and literally, if you fall, you die. Because I really wanted them to, like, instead of arrest the guy, try to prevent him from getting to the top. Like, find ways to make sure he doesn't get up there and bring him down the hard way. Literally. You know? And, that's what I wish. But no, he had a parachute on, so, you know, he was able to, he wanted to base jump from the top of said building. And this man is a renowned free climber. George King Thompson, a griddle Brit out there.
Oh, wow.
Who has notoriously climbed other buildings before. So you guys, a little bit of a daredevil. But again, I wish instead of arresting the man, they just, you know, try to kill him.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to do this? We want to make sure you don't do it now. Oh, yeah, don't climb our buildings, all right?
Over your pool with shotguns.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying, like water cannons make it slippery up there. Start jumping like hot oil from the top of it. I don't know.
Flame,
you know.
From
I'm just saying. I've read a lot of Storming the Castles and how to brace for a siege, and I think I have ways of getting them down. All right.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways.
Yeah.
To do it.
So careful what buildings you climb. You never know.
So did he get arrested?
He did get arrested. Yeah, he did get arrested. Sucks. So if you're really that desperate for it, there's places like Everest out there you can climb.
Yeah.
Actually, don't do that. Too many people try to climb Everest, and you guys leave trash because humans are garbage. Like, literally, if you see the trash left behind at Everest after the climbing season, it's despicable.
Yeah, there
is. Makes
you
want to slap all those people who claim to be all these environmentalists. Ugh.
Well, not only that, but also the hot springs over in Yellowstone are all ruined because of all the people that threw pennies in them.
There you go.
Yeah, another reason. People are trash. Oh, yeah. Okay. They're done for the rest of their...
Is Old Faithful no longer Old Faithful? Is
no,
she?
Old Faithful really? Is still Old Faithful, okay. But like all the hot springs around it.
Wow.
I was just saying. What?
You can't go to them?
No, you can go to them, but they're not like what they used to be because they're all like polluted with coins because people kept throwing pennies into them. So.
For like good luck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they're ruined forever.
Oh, like, man.
The amount of people out there that take advantage of their national parks is
just ridiculous.
Hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts a little bit.
Dude, that's
jail time.
Yeah,
100%, man.
I think they
or
should
just toss them into the hot springs.
I would say hot springs.
Yeah.
You in the hot springs.
I just cannot throw a penny in there. Wham.
I don't understand people who litter. It just drives me
makes
crazy
no sense,
to no
bro,
end.
At all.
Like, we all have to share. Like, treat your home however you want.
Pack your trash every time, homie.
Yeah. Pack it in, pack it out.
Yep.
It really is, yeah. That's a very selfish mindset right there. Yeah. If you just think that I can just litter, drop this piece of trash here.
And it's not going to affect anything.
Nothing. Yeah, no big deal. Wow.
One of our rules around here, if everyone did it, would it work? If the answer is no, then you don't do it.
Straight up.
It's easy.
It's common sense.
That, never trust the Falcons, and you can only have your shirt off around water. I think those are three pretty simple rules to live your life by.
Don't mess with nature.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, we have four or five rules around here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Simple.
Yeah. Follow along. Life will be better for everyone.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say don't poke the bear. I mean... We need some good content here and there.
Yeah, you're right.
If you want to poke the bear and you're dumb enough to...
Just make sure you're filming it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to make sure that I'm watching
somebody
this.
Somebody is. Yeah, at least make sure somebody is. If you say, I'm about to poke this bear, somebody film.
Go pet a bison.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Go do that.
Bison. Jesus.
Leave him alone. That's the news, y'all.
All right, very good. Oh, all right, as we do each week, we class up the show a little bit. By bringing in our foreign correspondent, Aaron. So we do that now. And of course, we grace her with some Justin Bieber as we do every week. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, girl?
We're doing fantastic over here. So, hell of a week in sports, particularly the sports that you cover. So let's get into it. Let's start with hockey because I do want to spend some time with you talking PGA and Liv. So, give the people a hockey update, if you wouldn't mind.
Fuck yeah!
Well, it's not looking good for the Panthers.
Yeah.
They have managed to eke out one win in at their home in overtime. They are currently down 3-1. They play tomorrow in Las Vegas. It's not looking great. And I'm pretty thrilled about that because if the Knights win, that'll be 2 years in a row when I have called the Stanley Cup winner. fairly early on.
Yeah, no, that is so. That is really impressive. And I guess when it comes to rules around here, that's another one. We root to be right, not necessarily always for the right reasons. So you fall right in line with that. So, yeah, that's looking pretty rap-ish as well. We'll see, though. In hockey, it's a little different than basketball. We have had a team come back from 0-3 against the Sharks. It was the Kings, if you'll remember. So it is, anything is possible, but
it's definitely possible. But the Panthers aren't looking great. Their only win was an overtime kind of fluky win. They lost game one 7-2. Not a great sign.
No, we'll probably by this time next week we'll do in memory.
We'll just be talking U.S. Open.
Yeah, we'll have to talk some U.S. Open, but we'll be able to. We'll know who our winner is by that point. And I do at some point just want to go through what the Panthers did this postseason because it was absolutely incredible. But not enough time for that today. Let's talk PGA and LIV. This possible merger that was announced last Tuesday, I want to say. There a lot of things have to happen before this becomes official. But Jay Moynihan, the president of the PGA, came out and announced this last Tuesday. And I just wanted you to go wherever you want with this because there's a million different ways to cover this. But I guess let's start with your initial reaction to the news.
Well, and I think this is the fun part is because I'm shocked. I think everybody else is. I saw a lot of reactions that were like, well, this was to be expected, and I thought that is the far... I would have never guessed in a million years that this would have happened, and it just happened in the most distasteful way. I don't know if the PGA had really asked Rory McIlroy to come out and be their spokesman, but man, does he look like a fool, and he wasn't even warned. They called him at like 6:30 the day of, let him know. So all of it just feels really, really dirty. And, you know, they're going to say the Saudis are dirty. I'm not buying any of it.
I mean,
everyone's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all dirty. Yeah. They're all
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Your mind will change when you got money thrown at you like that.
And I've always said the moment money is thrown into it, integrity is thrown out the window.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So everyone can take it and just, hey. That's money talks, man.
Yeah,
always does.
There was a million funny things that happened because of this merger. Whether it's Rory passing up hundreds of millions of dollars to stay with the PGA because of their good moral standing, but I submit that the funniest thing that happened was Jack Nicklaus suing Jack Nicklaus because it's all so confusing. After the merger, Nicklaus companies sued the PGA for essentially a breach of contract, not realizing that Jack Nicklaus is part of the PGA, so he essentially sued himself, which was just brilliant. It's also confusing to everyone. God. We're not exactly sure who's going to host what tours or any of that yet. But my question to you, there is an antitrust lawsuit going on right now. Do you think this merger actually happens?
Oh, for sure. Because I think you're right. It's money talks, right? That's why they caved. That has to be why they caved. They were upset that all of these other golfers were getting a lot of money and they wanted in on it. And I'll bet you anything that's the reason why. The Saudis have
$700 billion.
Unfathomable.
$700 billion is
in the FI. Is it FIB or FIP?
I mean, they're literally drilling for oil, and it's all beneath them. Like they have control of everything.
Yeah.
So, shouts to the Saudis right now, man. They're playing the long game right over here. Okay.
Unreal.
I mean, I feel like it's only a matter of time before they get every single sport. You know, because they pretty much have football. Soccer is pretty much theirs right now with Man City winning the Champions League. That's a coronation of that for them. Mm-hmm. You have all this. The oil money is talking very loudly in all the other sports, and the PGA is their latest, newest conquest.
I mean, this is an obvious case of sports washing. I know that the NFL has bylaws in place to to not allow sovereign nations to buy teams, that you have to be of you have to have an American company or be a citizen to be able to buy an NFL team. And I'll be curious if other teams or other leagues start doing this, or if they are starting to see the dollar signs too and saying, hey, we'll take the money. Because that's if, listen, as Americans, we do a lot of things great. I don't know that anyone does greed quite as well as we do. We do it really, really well.
We are number one in that category.
Yeah. Everyone loves greed.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got it in them.
Yeah, we do. But I think Americans, we do it particularly well. So we'll see. Is there anything else you have for us on this? Because this is, we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this over the summer. But in the moment, is there anything pressing that you have top of mind, Aaron?
No, but I'm just, you know, it's going to take a while, you're right, before it all plays out. Will it ever even happen? And then what does it look like when it happens? I think to me that's what I'm really interested in, because LIV is so different. They came with a completely different mindset than golf. And as much as I hate the PGA, it would be so weird if it goes away. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting.
I just hope they bring champagne showers to every PGA event.
And shorts.
And thanks. Shorts.
And yeah. Shorts, yeah. Dude.
There you go.
All right, we got a couple questions here. Aaron, are you down to hang out and answer a couple questions with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, we have a couple bar-related ones, and then let's start with one of the bars because this is a local one. So it's just titled Kicked Out of the Bar. What's up, guys and lady? A few weeks ago was grad weekend here in Chico. I went out to celebrate with my roommates and a friend at a local bar. At the first bar we went to, it was really, really packed, but I ran into a group of girls that we were all friends with. I was talking to one of the girls and asked if her and her friends would like a drink. They agreed, and I proceeded to order a round. A few minutes later, I'm surrounded by bouncers, and they are asking me to leave. When I asked what I did, they said I was harassing one of the girls in the group, and I had to leave. To this point in the day, I really wasn't that drunk, and I know I wasn't harassing anyone. I knew these girls, and I asked them before ordering a round if they wanted a drink. I tried to plead with the bouncers and asked which girl it was. They didn't explain at all and just escorted me out of the bar. 10 to 15 minutes later, finally the rest of my friends and roommates joined me. When they came out, I asked what happened. They said one of the girls in the group was annoyed because she wasn't getting attention, so she told the bouncers that I had to leave the bar and blah blah blah. Well, this really runs long, so I'll kind of get to the point here. I do know the owner of this bar, and I was wondering if you were me, would you reach out to the owner to tell him what happened? My roommates and I are frequent attendees at said bar, and I am really annoyed that the bouncers kicked me out without hearing my side of the story. I don't want to get anyone fired, but I don't want to have a target on my back every time I go there, or even possibly get denied entry. What should I do? Aaron, we'll start with you.
I mean, are you really concerned you're going to be denied entry because one night when the bar was super crowded? I mean, if you really are concerned about it, sure, say something. But I doubt you're going to have a target on your back. No offense or anything, dude. Feels a little egotistical.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, listen, they kick people out of bars all the time. They probably, especially this wasn't a fight or no one got hurt. You weren't groping anyone. Like, you didn't do anything that outlandish to get yourself 86th. I think I would let this go.
I would say next time those girls are in there, buy a round for everybody but that one girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But other than that, just water on the back at this point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens to the... I've been thrown out of bars for lesser reasons.
Same. Same. Mm-hmm. And listen, you said yourself, listen, it's grad weekend. It's busy. You're probably in a packed bar. They've been dealing with drunk kids in there probably since the moment they opened the doors. And they just don't have time to sit there and mediate and figure out who did what. The fact is, she's a woman. She said she was uncomfortable. And you're going to lose that battle 9 out of 10 times. Now, if it wasn't a really busy night, maybe you would have time. But they don't have time to listen to you. Everyone is running on fumes. I've worked grad weekend. You boys just got through it. It's a gauntlet, dude.
And I will say, for everyone listening out there, the guys, when it comes to bars don't care about you, unfortunately.
Dude,
No. Bars really don't care about guys, because here's the thing. You're going to go no matter what if there are women there. Why? Because we cater to the women. The women bring you in. Yep. They don't care about you.
Yeah.
You'll be there no matter what. If there's women there, you'll be there no matter what. Sorry, guys. We are not catered to in any bars.
Yeah, and don't expect it to.
I mean, not if they keep kicking you out. You know.
Well, here's the deal.
All the guys won't be there anymore.
I've had guys.
No, trust me. If they're women, their guys will still show up.
Well, if they keep kicking them out.
Okay.
We're going in circles here.
Yeah.
That's what Brad needs on his finger right now.
He's trying to sidetrack the entire show. And here's the deal. I once had a bartender get mad because a group of attractive ladies walked in and I went to serve them. And I didn't notice that he was standing there for a while. Listen here, bud. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. If those girls have a good time, they're going to come back. And guess who will be there? You and every other dude. That's what...
Every single deal, bud.
Yeah.
Like, that is the deal, pal. Get it straight. So,
trust me, I still want to give you a drink and have you make sure you have a good time, but I want to make sure their time's better first.
Yeah, and listen, you were wronged, but this isn't a wrong that is so egregious. You weren't targeted. It's not like the bouncers have a problem.
He was targeted with you. You were a guy.
Yeah.
That's a target right
Fair
there.
Fair enough. All right, let's keep
moving. I'm sorry, guys. I'm right there with you. I don't like it, but I know the game, so just play it wisely.
Fair enough. This one came in titled, "Is My Boyfriend a Cheapskate?"
Oh.
Hello, TBP friends. I'm a huge fan and have been listening to you since I was a college student. I was dating one of the guys on the men's basketball team back in the day, and at the time, they all used to listen to you guys on Monday, so I started tuning in. Shouts to them. I now live in NYC and have been here for the past 3 years working in finance. A few months back, I went out on a date that I met... Went out on a date with a guy that I met online. He's incredibly handsome and has a great job. On paper, he's a 10 of 10. But alas, no one is perfect. I'm starting to become concerned that my guy might be a cheapskate. When we first started dating, we would go and grab a coffee or drink, always during happy hour. These meetings rarely meant more than a drink or two max in an appetizer. Recently, I introduced him to a group of friends that I've made while I've been out here, and we all went to get to dinner together. When the check came, he was sure to break down the check to the penny and have everyone transfer the exact amount, including tip and tax. On another occasion, we met late night and grabbed a couple of slices of pizza and a drink on the way home. In the morning, he texted me and told me that he went over his daily budget because of the slices of pizza and drink and asked if I would mind sending him half, which was only $17, but this still seems really odd to me. I have no problem paying my fair share, even picking up the tab from time to time, but his behavior has me worried that he is very cheap. We recently made a bet on the NBA Finals, and he said the loser has to buy the winner dinner, but it has to be at a $2 sign restaurant. I appreciate fiscal responsibility, but this seems a bit extra. Should I look past the cheapness and focus on the rest of his positive attributes, or should I consider calling things off? Thanks in advance for reading this. Keep up the good work. Aaron, once again, we'll start with you.
Yeah, splitting the bill down to the penny, that's too far. For me, I think that's it. I'd be like, nah, dude, this ain't it. Now, again, it's great that you're fiscally responsible, but is it, maybe you got to talk with him, but I would be like, I'm out. This is to the penny? No. We're adults. There's five of us here. We're splitting the bill five ways. That's it.
Agreed. Derek, you guys.
No, I'm with that, too. The moment you started having to split it, that conversation and thought splitting the bill that way, it's just too much again. I don't like when you let little dimes and pennies ruin it all, you know? Yeah. It just seems to be too much of a headache to be that fiscally responsible. But again, if you want to be rich, you got to save it.
I agree, exactly. Yeah. The dude's probably multimillionaire for a reason, that reason. But, yeah, that's a little bit too much,
though. I guess the question you have to ask yourself is, what type of lifestyle do I want to live? You know, because this is going to be the guy with millions in the bank who's like, I don't know if we can really...
That never wants to spend it?
Yeah, I don't really want to... We're not going to go to Italy this year. I think we need to save up for a couple more years.
Like, dude, you have 40 mil in the bank.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
It's really like that's what it's going to come down to, because I do think there's a way to maybe loosen up. Like, hey, when we go out to dinner, like, let's not be pinching pennies and let's just split it evenly. It's a bad look. Like, if you could see past it, if this guy's a 10 of 10 everywhere else, but he's just cheap, I think publicly that can probably get nipped in the bud.
Yeah.
But this is just who he is. So he's never going to want to fly first class when he could get there on Spirit, is all I'm saying.
And I can respect that action right there.
I can too.
What I don't is when you're splitting the bill at a restaurant. When it comes down to food, splurge, baby.
Coffee? Like, he's asking you for $2.25.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I feel like food should never be... Just eat it, baby. Yeah. Just eat it.
Enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Get that lobster tail when you're full.
I think we still have enough time to do foot and mouth and do Rudy's picks. So I'm going to get to my last question. It was actually sent to me via text from a friend who listens to the show. So I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it, but I know it's something we can all relate to. So friend of mine has a girlfriend who is not great to go out to dinner with. She sends food back often. She's short with the wait staff. She often asks for updates for how long she... till the food is ready.
Oh, man.
And so my friend's question wasn't so much should he break up with her, but what other... because he's talked to her about it. And what... Okay, actually, let's do this. What would your advice be to a friend in need? Someone you know personally. I don't know the girl, to be fair. I do not know her. But what advice could you give?
How bad is she?
She's an attractive lady.
You know, you gotta take some sour apples every once in a while, you know, with a good piece of pie. So I would just be careful out there. But that's also it's not a flag I like to be shown. It's not a red flag I like to see at all. I don't think a lot of people out there are kind of in that boat. The moment how you treat your wait staff, a lot of people take that to heart. And it just seems she's very demanding, obviously. So hopefully you can you don't disappoint.
Yes, I've stopped talking to girls for treating the waitstaff poorly.
Yeah.
So I'm on that boat.
Yeah.
One and done, dude. One time, that's it. I'm not going to do it.
Now, keep in mind, maybe she's very attractive.
Yeah, depending on what's happening, like, you know, maybe you start off lighthearted. Hey, you know, if you're rude to the waitstaff, they're going to spit in our food.
Yeah.
And if she can't take a hint, just be like, it really makes me uncomfortable when you speak to the waitstaff that way. And next time you speak to the waitstaff that way, I'm going to apologize to the waitstaff on your behalf because it's so rude.
Yeah, he's gone as far as going back and leaving extra money for the tip when they've left and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty bad. I think I want to save the next part for next week, but he listens to the show regularly, and he knows that we a lot of us work in or have worked in the industry, so he wanted to know the most annoying things that people do. And I was like, this is a good Dog Days of Summer episode.
That is.
Yeah. So we'll save that because I think we'll have plenty of space there. But we've given you a few on the show. Don't flash money at the bar. We'll come up with a comprehensive list for you.
Don't wave them down.
Verbal tippers too. Oh, you did a great job. Here's 5%.
Oh, verbal tip. Yeah. See, we could do a lot of this. Aaron, excellent as always. We'll get you on next week. We're going to come up with this list and we'll have some fun.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
U.S. Open this week. Aaron will be covering it for us next week. So look forward to that. Have a great week.
That's right. Talk to you later.
Later. All right. Well, we got to get to Rudy's picks here, and then we got to get to foot and mouth because, my God, did we get some football news, and we have a winner of Champions League. But let's start with Rudy's picks because, wow, that was a hell of a tournament this weekend.
I got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
Ooh-wee, baby. I mean, having all year, your boy's been hot and golf, and your boy ain't stopping. I'm not even talking about my top 10s, my top 25 players. I'm just talking about outright winners.
Talk your talk, baby.
5 winners, two runner-ups. This weekend was an epic weekend up in the RBC Canadian Open. Rory had a good lead. Well, he tied for lead. And what does Rory do on Sundays? That dude chokes, as always. Tommy Fleetwood, which he killed the whole weekend. He was number one in putting, except when it really mattered in the playoff. He was up against Nick Taylor, a Canadian, which a Canadian hasn't won in forgot how many years. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Your boy hedged, only to lose to a 72-foot putt for eagle. For the win.
In a playoff.
On the fourth playoff hole.
Man.
Unreal. Crazy. Good for Taylor. I'm glad I didn't hedge because I knew how Fleetwood does. Last time I didn't hedge with Spieth. That still kills me right now. It doesn't matter. Old money, that's yesterday's money. New week, new money. Let's get it. And your boy's back on that A's train, baby. The A's over all day, all day. Let's go. I'm betting every day now.
They're also on a nice little win streak, too. Yeah. So you may want to take A's money line at some times.
Yeah, but...
don't do that, actually.
It's today. Don't do that. It's today because they play the Rays this week.
Take the over.
Take the over. I'm taking the Rays -1.5 tonight.
You got any U.S. Open picks?
U.S. Open, real quick. I hate betting against on the favorites. I have to, though. Scotty Scheffler is on fire.
Can we bet the course?
Scotty Scheffler +624. I got, and it's the full lineup. Lib players, PGA combined. Wow. So everyone and their mom is playing this weekend. Mm. I got Spieth at +2,300. My boy Cameron Smith +2,600. Fowler +5,000. And I'm going to... Wyndham Clark. Look out for him. He already had a win. He's going to play well this weekend as well. +8,000. And, you know, I have to roll with my boy, too. Kittyyama +16,000.
Let's go.
There you go.
Let's
go,
Kitty.
Let's get it, baby.
Real quick, speaking of that, can you actually bet on holes, like the over-under on certain holes throughout the weekend?
Dude, you could bet on anything.
All right.
Everything.
I was just curious. I
strokes, gains.
You could bet on the wind.
How many Patriots get hit in the head with a ball?
Vegas, I'm sure you can. Right. Not with me, but, dude, you could bet on anything.
All right.
How many fairways will hit, over-under that, everything. Dude.
I feel like that'd probably be the most fun. I feel like if you can do some, gambling. Gambling right away, that instant gratification of like betting a fairway,
on a long drive,
that'd be a good one.
Exactly, like a
par five or something.
It's cool, but you get real dark real quick.
Oh,
you
I'd
get
imagine 0
for
so.
Five and like
that's when you start betting against them. That's when you like say that's when you want the course to win.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to the U.S. Open course right there. Hope you do well out there.
Yeah, let's go. So let's get it.
All right, let's get some foot and mouth.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Rodri's on fire. Defense is terrified. Rodri's on fire. Defense is terrified. Rodri's on fire. Na 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 na
Another lackluster final.
My goodness.
Straight up, bro.
A 1-0 beating for Manchester City against Inter Milan. And what was supposed to be the crowning achievement of this Manchester City team, which it was. Inter tried desperately, though, in that game to make sure that it wasn't. They played amazing defense, keeping Haaland in check and making them really work for it, Manchester City. They didn't have the looks on goal you're expecting. Losing Kevin De Bruyne early in that game, too, is always tough. Kevin De Bruyne going out with an injury, but you get to replace him with a guy of the likes of Phil Foden. So when your bench is that deep, it's hard to lose anything. And that's exactly what Manchester City did when Rodri, my goodness, unleashed a beautiful, beautiful curling shot around the defenders into the bottom corner to give Manchester City the goal they needed to secure that Champions League beautiful goal. It truly was a nice goal, a little creme de la creme, the type of goal you want to see being scored in a game like that. Unfortunately, again, like I said, that's all it was. And it was thanks to Lukaku to make sure that's all there was. For those of you who do not know, Lukaku had himself quite a season, quite a year, actually. He has had some floundering moments beyond belief, some true sitters that he has absolutely bottled and cannot get it over the line. And once again, he did that for his Inter squad, where two chances were essentially missed because of him solely. He blocked a chance from his man DeMarco, who had an open header on goal, blocked that shot. And then he himself had an open header on goal, essentially, but did it directly at Ederson in the final moments. It really was. You see the picture of him having essentially no one marked around him. He had a completely free head on goal and did it directly at Ederson. No chance. Ederson had no chance except being that lucky as he was, and as unlucky as Romelu Lukaku was, which is unfortunate. As an Everton fan, I love that guy and what he did for that team, but ever since he left the likes of Goodison Park, he has been nothing more than a disappointment. for the most part. The pressure has gotten to him, and it showed in these moments right now. And again, Inter, I feel for you. I wanted to get extra time. You all were sitting in the bar. Our boys here sitting in the bar watching this happen and hoping that we can maybe get another 30 more minutes of some football. But no, wasn't meant to be. Man City did lift the trophy. They deserved it. They were the better team than Inter. Mm-hmm. On the pitch, I will say, Inter did put up a fight. They had their moments. They were looking like they could possibly score. But Man City is just too damn good. And they truly showcased that superiority. And shouts to that whole team up and down. They are class. Erling Haaland, not the game you wanted, but still, he's a force out there that the defense has to take notice of. Jack Grealish had himself a terrible game, but still, doesn't matter when you have the likes. Again, like I said, Ilkay Gundogan, John Stones, Ruben Dias in the back, Emerick Laporte. It's disgusting how good this team is, and they showcase it. Winning that treble, being the eighth team to ever do it, the second in England. So, yeah, there you go. And, obviously, in other news, minus the footballing part, Messi's in the MLS.
Hey.
What? Hey. What? That is right. The MLS has just been graced by the magic of an Argentinian wonder kid. Messi is set to join the MLS team. I don't know. I'm still unclear whether he's be joining this season at all. Yeah. It's all set to be most likely next season, but you never know.
That's what I've been hearing.
The MLS season is pretty much in the middle of it right now. They have just not